What's the deal? It's your boy Chuck Chill, and I'm coming at you with another message. I'm actually about to read a story. Now, it's a story that I wrote some time ago, but up until recently, I finished it. You know what I'm saying? In the midst of it, you know, I had a message from God, and he was talking to me. So I'm going to read it to y'all. Now, we're going to go from there. So it says, and it's the story. It says, 3 years ago, I finally decided to go to college. Now, I've been trying for the longest, but for some odd reason, the years, like all the years before, I struggled to go. It was like it was one thing after another. I tried, and it was a bunch of stuff keeping me out, but mostly money. It was throwing me off because it was like it was killing my drive. Like, I wanted to go. I wanted to prosper. I keep trying to push for a better life. I keep trying to do something, like, with my life and make some stuff happen, right? But it's like I wasn't receiving breakthrough. I was striving, and one thing I noticed while I was striving, it was after being diligent for so long and pushing to the point where I come to the end of myself, and then I will succeed. And when I mean the end of myself, it was like to the point where I was like, man, all right, bet. I'm just going to try one last time. That's all I got to do is try one last time. And usually, typically, you know what I'm saying, when I try that last time, I finally get it. So I found the school that will work with me, Wayne State. But I had to come home after like 2 years of the program and stuff like that and not having allocated the right resources together. Like, I didn't have like my financial background together like I needed to. It's something I ain't want to do. I did go to school with motivation in my heart. Like, I was motivated. I was in class. I was meeting people, finally being a college kid. I had roommates. I had classes. I was really chasing my dreams. The NFL, all I seen it so clear. I was like, man, I'm going to make it. All I got to do is, you know what I'm saying, go to the tryouts. I got to grind before the tryouts. I got to keep my grades up. I'm like, I got to get it together. Then it was like my passion gave me all the energy I needed. I woke up early. I was disciplined. I was focused. I was just taking care of my business. It's like I needed to be amongst warriors all the time. And it was like focusing. I mean, when you're around warriors or people that's motivated or people that's like you, because I felt like I always been like alone for real. And it was like I didn't have nobody like me. I didn't have nobody that was going on the same mission. I ain't had nobody, you know what I'm saying, to help. Push, and I just try to stay motivated as I can by myself and try to motivate the people around me to, you know what I'm saying, aspire for more. Like, when you aspire for more, it's like you can do anything. Anything is possible, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you raise your standard about what you believe about yourself. I always thought I was somebody. I always thought, like, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to make it one day out of my situation. I always thought, like, you know what I'm saying, from a positive aspect, because I figured, like, all you got to do is believe. And I ain't never seen nobody that believed. That believe and had full faith in what they was doing, fail. So I'm like, let's go. As long as I keep trying, I'm going to make something happen. So as humans, we were never meant to be alone. And all them lonely days and stuff like that, even though, you know what I'm saying, I survived, it was killing me. Because it was like I was tired of being alone. So I got into a couple of relationships and stuff like that just to fill the void. Because I hated being alone. And the only reason I hated being alone was, it was like, I wanted somebody to match my energy to help me keep pushing. Because, you know what I'm saying, I like the sense of accountability, you know what I'm saying, and having somebody along with the journey. But if you don't got somebody along with the journey, I typically do it myself, for real. But it's like, just having somebody to talk to about your dreams and aspirations, having somebody to talk to about your vision, and having somebody, you know what I'm saying, on a consistent basis, like, pour into you and you pour into them. So y'all basically feeding each other. Y'all both learning things. Y'all both contributing to each other. And it was like, I had a female I was dating at that time. We was on and off, but never quite fit, because she was still finding herself. And I knew what I wanted. How could two agree if they don't share the same or similar passions? Then being too clingy made me feel like she was draining my energy. I had to leave, so I finally made it to school. Like, bet, let's see what's cracking with college. So I'm on campus, excited about starting this new chapter. Like, I'm finna train, play for the team, and go for go from there 6 months out. And knew my grades had to be up, but suffered from lack of commitment. I need to find a way to stay focused. So I kept grinding. College was, I was doing good. And you know what I'm saying? Amongst doing good and stuff like that, I freaking like, while I'm in school, I was going to mess with one female. Because trying to mess with every other female and stuff like that was going to be a distraction. In order to get to my goal and get to what I was trying to do, I was going to have one female. And I was going to deal with her. And then I was going, you know what I'm saying, for the most part. I ain't going to say I ain't enjoying myself during college, but in the same sense. Typically, I try to stay focused on, you know what I'm saying, just having my pieces in order. So not go out and party mostly, because it was just, it was not the move. I don't like partying a lot, so I wasn't trying to go out. I was trying to just, you know what I'm saying, I stayed in the dorm room, but sometimes I came out and all type of stuff. But I knew I had to, you know what I'm saying, get my social life down too. But it was like, I really was trying to stay focused and keep my eyes on the prize, and I didn't want to get distracted by nobody or nothing, trying to go a different way from where I was going. So I mostly stayed grounded. There was this fraternities I thought about joining, but I did not like all that following each other. I liked thinking for myself, and I knew that that would kind of change that. So I just cooled out for a minute. But I was shopping at this party one time, and I seen people fighting and had to break it up. It was a football player and a kid who was a Crip. I stepped in and took, and they were fighting at this party. I stepped in and took the football player and told him leave. He got goals to focus on. Y'all gotta excuse me. I gotta do some revision on this, but I'm gonna try to, you know what I'm saying, articulate this best for y'all and go from there. But he had goals to focus on and had a dream, so he had to stay focused. He looked at me crazy. I told the kid who was a Crip to go chill out, and he said, "I'll fight you too." I'm like, I don't know if it was too much Nipsey or the spirit, but I kept saying 60s. And anybody that know Nipsey Hussle, he was like this famous rapper and stuff like that, that, you know what I'm saying, was real profound and, you know what I'm saying, really encouraging to a lot of people. And during school and stuff like that, that was one of the people that helped me get through school or helped me get to the point where I was. He just kept, you know what I'm saying, listening to his word, and he just kept motivating me to go harder, motivating me to push, you know what I'm saying, further than I ever did. And it was like, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be somebody. So, you know what I'm saying? But at that time, you know what I'm saying, when the Crip was, I heard tripping and stuff like that. He at the party bringing negative energy and stuff. And I'm like, bro, we got stuff to do. Like, you in school too. I'm like, dog, y'all over here fighting for nothing. Y'all just want to fight to prove a point. Like, y'all both got some stuff that y'all trying to do. Even if you don't want to be here, dog. Like, you wanted to be in the street, take that shit to the street. You doing something different. Like, you a Crip in college. What is you talking about? Go make something happen. And he ended up getting in the car and taking off. So I went back to the party and started snapping. Like, I started screaming. Like, I ain't going to say screaming, but I started snapping. Like, when I went on the inside, because it was like, everybody ain't getting the point of college. Like, bro, we all came here to do something different. We all came here to get our education. We all came here to better our families. We all came here, you know what I'm saying, to contribute somehow to society. Ain't no way that we should be all acting like, you know what I'm saying, like, this ain't an opportunity of a lifetime. Like, you know what I'm saying, it's a lot of families, you know what I'm saying, we like the first generation to make it through college. Like, when it come to us, like, it's hard to be like, I'm going to go to college and just party all the damn time and not, you know, this me, this my aspect. I'm going to go party all the damn time and not, you know what I'm saying, try to focus on being better, you know what I'm saying, because I got goals. I got stuff that I'm chasing. So I wanted to push myself and I wanted to push those around. So, yeah, I started snapping on everybody. But when I was snapping on everybody, somebody walked up to me and was like, "Hey, bro, you out here doing too much at the party." He think I was trying to start something, but I'm really just trying to motivate. I'm an aggressive individual and I'm passionate. So when I speak with passion. And he was like, "Hey, bro, you out here this, that to the party and this, that, you got to go." And I looked at him. I'm like, "Man, I'm not going nowhere. You're not about to put me out because I'm saying something that's truthful." And he was like, "You got to go, bro. This, that to the third. This my party." And I figured, like, he was one of the frat bros. I'm like, "This the frat party." And I know one of the frat dudes. I know a few of them and stuff. And they invited me here, not you. So I'm like, "Man, I'm not going nowhere. This not your party. This day party and stuff like that. So I'm going to stay in here." He was like, "No, this my party and this, that." But it was really his birthday party, but I didn't believe him at that time. But you know what I'm saying? The fact that I was representing and I was doing what I was supposed to do, a lot of people respected that. So they came up to him and was like, No, after he told me to leave and stuff like that, I ain't trying to be disrespectful, but I'm not about to have nobody just talk to me any kind of way or tell me what I will and what I won't do. Not, you know what I'm saying, not trying to start nothing, just my character. So I turned around and I started partying again, like doing my thing. And it was like somebody came up to him and got him, was like, come on, bro. He good, you know what I'm saying, like that. He ain't saying nothing wrong, you know. But this is his party, though. They was letting me know. I was like, my bad, I apologize. But in the same sense, like, bro, yeah, I'm out here, I'm proving a point, like I'm saying something. All right, so his mans came and got him. I proceeded to enjoy myself. And then right after that, he left me alone. So after that, a lot of people showed me love. I was a smooth dude, so I ain't like all the attention. Like, I'm the type, you know what I'm saying, I try to be in the background and just work on my stuff so I don't get distracted. But after everybody seen that, you know what I'm saying, everybody started showing me love and coming up to me and wanting to talk to me and wanting to be my friend, wanting to get close to me. And I was trying to, you know what I'm saying, I'm like, nah, you feel me? Because I usually just move by myself. They want me to follow them. They want me to go places with them. I'm like, man, I like going my own direction. So anyway, plus it's the one that be chilling that get the women. Like, every time that I'm laid back, you know what I'm saying, I get a lot of looks because, you know what I'm saying, they want to know who I am, so I just play it smooth. I don't be trying to do too much. And I developed the laid-back personality. But enough idolizing myself. Let me get back to the story. So a few females I was feeling, but I had a standard on a bunch of young women where females wasn't my taste. Like, if you wasn't 21 and up, because I was, like, 24 at the time, I wasn't messing with you. I got an age limit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't go too low because I feel like that's not right. You be playing with somebody kid and you grown. That's not what you're supposed to do. I would go mess with one or two, but nothing major. I seen this one chick I wanted bad, but she was in a relationship with some other guy I had respect for. So I did not shoot my shot. So after that 3 years fly by, I started having all kinds of changes. Like, you know what I'm saying, leaving school, you know what I'm saying, starting a relationship with a young lady and getting my crib, getting my car. Like, you know what I'm saying, a whole bunch of, you know what I'm saying, progressive stuff. Like, I'm working on, you know what I'm saying, moving towards my future. And it was like changes started happening. I started getting attacked in the spirit. It was like, you know what I'm saying, battle after battle, when all kinds of stuff started coming. It was like, I started seeing people that I know my whole life to disappear as I'm not, like, they not being there for me. Like, people that I expected, you know what I'm saying, to have love for me and want me to do something, do better for me. I started seeing, you know what I'm saying, other people's colors. And it kind of messed me up because it's just like, damn, you know what I'm saying, I ain't never did nothing, you know what I'm saying, to make people feel the way they feel. Like, I tried my best to be honest and be on upright, like, you know what I'm saying, be a stand-up type of individual. And it was a lot of hating that I seen. Like, people was hating me for who I was. Like, God showed me that this place we call a planet was foul. How people treated each other and what they was willing to do to win caused him grief. He wanted to bring absolute justice. He wanted to bring the world to peace. But people are so blind to their own selfish beliefs, they don't see God as king. Whether they don't see God as king, whether they won't choose him or not. But the lake of fire is for anybody who goes against protocol. I chose vessels for a specific reason, to bring the love I have for the existence of the world into existence. Yet people chose to not see. I will never quit, but I will not compromise my justice to fulfill the selfish needs of the people. How dare they think I would give my all to a bunch of cowards and thieves? I chose my vessels strategically. I empathize with the hurt and the loss, but I refuse to serve those who don't serve me. Until my people learn to change, I will leave. Unless my people learn to change, I will leave. I will stay. I want those that want me. Everybody else can go to hell. I'm give y'all one shot. Either let me have my peace and justice, or I'm killing your homes and planet. Y'all will not refuse what I'm trying to build. And in the words of my dog Beans, serve my cause or else. Get down or lay down, and point blank period for my females. And that was like a message that randomly came to me while I was writing. Like, sometimes when I'm writing, it's just like the spirit get to talking to me and get to write for me. So, you know, and I felt like a lot of this stuff that's going on nowadays is because people don't honestly see past, you know, what's the power. Or people don't see past the influences they have. Like, don't nobody think for themselves. Don't nobody have the capabilities or abilities to see through the fog or to be able to discern what the Lord be telling them. It's a lot of people that do. It's a lot of people that don't. I was one of those individuals that heard God's voice, that heard what he was trying to say, that heard him pushing me forward in life, that heard him rebuilding me, helping me, you know what I'm saying, become the man that I need to be. But in the same sense, hit a roadblock. And it was just, you know what I'm saying, troubling times, you know what I'm saying, some silent days and things that was, you know what I'm saying, making me nervous. But in the same sense, I knew that everything was going to be all right. I just kept trying and kept having faith because, you know what I'm saying, without faith, nothing can happen regardless. So anyway, you know what I'm saying, I just want to tell somebody, whatever you're going through, whatever process that he's taking you through, regardless, win, lose, or draw, always have faith and always give, you know what I'm saying, honor to the God. I want to give him praise, you know what I'm saying, and thank, you know what I'm saying, y'all for actually listening to the content. And tell y'all to stay motivated and stay with that drive. Get down. If you fall down, get back up. If you fall down, get back up. That's all you got to do. And continue on. But I want to thank y'all. And you know what I'm saying? Hopefully, y'all come back and catch the next content.